time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Thursday, Donald Trump enacted the most severe economic penalties he has imposed to date against U.S. allies, establishing tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. The trade partners are expected to retaliate in what is becoming a fast-developing global trade war. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said months of intense negotiations between his country, the United States, and Mexico imploded Tuesday when Vice President Mike Pence demanded that any deal expire automatically in 5 years.
Let me be clear. These tariffs are totally unacceptable. Americans remain our partners, our allies, and our friends. This is not about the American people. We have to believe that at some point, common sense will prevail. But we see no sign of that in this action today by the U.S. administration.
Donald Trump's use of the presidential power of the pardon is under scrutiny once again after he announced on Thursday he would erase the conviction of conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza, prompting a New York Times editorial that reads in part, "On Thursday, Mr. Trump pardoned Dinesh D'Souza, the right-wing troll known for, among other things, posting racist tweets about President Barack Obama, spreading the lie that George Soros was a Nazi collaborator, and writing that, quote, the American slave was treated like property, which is to say, pretty well, end quote. D'Souza, of course, appeared on Fox and Friends Friday morning.
President said, Dinesh, you've been a great voice for freedom. And he said that, I got to tell you, man to man, you've been screwed. He goes, I've been looking at the case. I knew from the beginning that it was fishy. But he said upon reviewing it, he felt a great injustice had been done and that using his power, he was going to rectify it, sort of clear the slate. And he said he just wanted me to be out there to be a bigger voice than ever, defending the principles that I believe in.
The decision for D'Souza came on top of recent pardons for the late heavyweight boxing champion Jack Johnson, as well as Louis Scooter Libby, a former chief of staff to Vice President Dick Cheney during the George W. Bush administration. The political nature of some of Trump's pardons disquiets his critics, especially when set against the backdrop of his jabs at the Department of Justice, FBI, and Special Counsel Robert Mueller. CNN's Anderson Cooper weighed in.
Under the Constitution, a president's authority to pardon people for federal offenses or grant clemency in such cases is, depending on which legal scholar you ask, either absolute or very nearly so. So today, when the president issued yet another pardon, few, if any, questioned his power to do it. But there are questions about his judgment and intent, especially whether he's using this and other pardons to send a message to anyone contemplating a plea deal in the Russia investigation. Hang tough, keep quiet, I'll take care of you would be the message. Dinesh D'Souza, who he pardoned today, is a right-wing author and filmmaker who pleaded guilty to campaign finance violations. He's also an Obama and Clinton hater. He also said he's thinking about commuting the sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, a Democrat who, among his other corrupt acts, tried to sell President Obama's vacated Senate seat. Additionally, the president says he's considering a pardon from Martha Stewart, convicted of lying to federal investigators.
Comedian and political commentator Samantha Bee has come under fire for using a certain expletive to describe Ivanka Trump on her show Full Frontal on Wednesday night.
We know this isn't just about breaking the law because you're also doing this to families who are legally seeking asylum.
Woman fleeing the Congo. She right. comes to the United States not sneaking in. She's showing up at a port of entry to say, I am here seeking asylum in America. And the U.S. government does what?
Oh, let me guess. The usual? They took her daughter away? Oh, yeah, that's right. Two people following the process to the letter were forcibly separated and spent their first 4 months in this country detained in different time zones. So now, after decades of ignoring the issue, Americans are finally paying attention. Well, most of us. Ivanka Trump, who works at the White House, chose to post the second most oblivious tweet we've seen this week. You know, Ivanka, that's a beautiful photo of you and your child, but let me just say, one mother to another, do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless c-. He listens to you. Put on something tight and low cut and tell your father to and stop it. Tell him it was an Obama thing and see how it goes, okay?
Although Samantha Bee apologized by tweeting, "I would like to sincerely apologize to Ivanka Trump and to my viewers for using an expletive on my show to describe her last night. It was inappropriate and inexcusable. I crossed a line and I deeply regret it." Donald Trump has demanded she be fired. He must have forgotten that after Ted Nugent called Hillary Clinton the same offensive C-word that Sam B called Ivanka Trump and never apologized, he was invited to the Oval Office for a photo op with Trump. But the White House demands that Samantha Bee be fired. Just saying. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.